This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Dan Bernstein, Marshall Harris, Middays 10 till 2.
139-117, the ball game over, and the Cavaliers win their 11th straight to go to 51-10.
Is that good? That's pretty good. And they kind of futzed around for a while and said, oh, okay, you're okay. And then they decided to just go win because the Bulls, that starting lineup, man, that had Tim Floyd era vibes to it. That's how it's supposed to look. That's what you're supposed to do. Because other teams are out there trying to beat you to the bottom. As bad as those Raptors were trying, man, they were benching guys late. They were pulling guys out of the game. They told RJ Barrett, yeah, you don't have to go back in. This is losing time out here. And they still found a way to win.
Is that the new documentary on HBO?
Losing time. It is. They found a way. Against their best efforts, they won the game. Thank you, Raptors.
What you need to understand is,
Raptors.
Yeah, the Raptors.
The Raptors won
a game that they really were not supposed to win.
Yeah.
I fell asleep, guys, at halftime. I'm going to just be honest. This is a safe space. I fell asleep at halftime. It was an entertaining game. THT was doing mad work. He had, 14 points to lead all scorers.
Look at the minutes.
Yeah, I see the minute. The third quarter, some guy named Donovan Mitchell had 16 points, and then they were up by two, the Cavs. And I woke up, and when I woke up, the score was 99-99. And I was like, oh, this is okay. I'm wide awake now. Let's go. I had a nice little nap, probably 30-minute nap. And then I just saw one team just, show you why they are the best team, in my opinion, in the National Basketball Association.
Well, when you were watching them early, they were getting all the open shots. They just weren't making them.
They were not making open shots.
I was at the game, and it was fun to see them tie the game with 7 to go, and then the next thing you know, Cleveland's up 19. And Tristan Thompson is in the game.
And that's what Adam Amin told us was known as a cavalanche, which he said was a play on the word avalanche.
I got it.
So I texted him. I said, thanks. Now it makes sense. I didn't understand it before. Oh, avalanche.
Everyone's not as smart as you, Dan.
Apparently not.
Have you never heard you write for and you talk for a third grade level listener audience member?
No, thank you.
I think we got to lower it these days.
No, I was always told work at the highest level of your intelligence.
Then otherwise, why are you in sports talk radio?
You deal with meatheads all day.
You think you're answering the question?
No, I don't think I am.
That's not how that works.
No, you
reminder.
You know actual smart people.
A reminder, you can log on to that old meatball machine on the Odyssey app.
Right.
We haven't promoted that. Also, if you were listening to Spiegel and Holmes yesterday, you may have heard that there is a Tecmo Super Bowl matchup between myself and Matt Spiegel. It has been delayed by a day because we had Big Bears news. That will now take place Thursday in transition.
We need to promote that the right way.
I'm promoting it right now.
I think we need more. Like, do we have some sound effects or something?
We'll come. I'm sure we have a 24-hour day. 24 hours is a long time to come.
I need a sound effect or something.
That's fine. Hut, 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 hut. We know what it is. It's fine.
Yes! Okay. Now I feel like we're in the mood.
Okay, so that's happening. Transition, not today, but tomorrow. Because, you know, Spiegs and Holmes, they tried to say I was ducking. I was like, I'm not ducking anyone. I asked, when do y'all want to do this? Y'all have all these answers that aren't answers, but now we have a firm and definitive answer. Also...
And then it'll be pushed off again.
No!
And then it'll be pushed off. It's been pushed off twice already.
All right.
Well, when Bears News breaks,
yeah,
we're
Bears News
here.
Breaks, we have to push it off. That's how it works.
Maybe every time you do it, it's causal. Maybe that's what's making the Bears make trades.
If that's the case, I'm all for it, because that means people will be in an even better mood when I beat down Matt Spiegel in Tecmo Super Bowl.
I love it.
Also, the Bulls'
this music
proper
is
tank.
Infuriating.
Proper tank. Proper tank now. Look. Who is THC the captain? Is he the tank driver? Who's driving the tank?
Oh,
if you have to nominate a player.
In previous years, it was campaign, but then he got good.
In Philadelphia, we had someone that we nominated as the tank driver
tank
for
commander.
The night.
Tank commander.
So who was the tank commander last night?
It might be General THT.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good General Talen Horton Tucker. I like that name, and he's got all the medals on his pinned to his chest.
Well,
and
he had 31 minutes last.
And he's
night.
Wearing jodhpurs. He needs a riding crop and jodhpurs.
Despite all that, you understand that he didn't take the most shots, and he wasn't the leading scorer for the Bulls last night. He wasn't even the second leading scorer for the Bulls last night.
Was Coby White the leading scorer?
25 points on my fantasy team. Fantasy playoffs start next week. I'm a little nervous because my guy Vooch is not available.
He was a second leading scorer for the Bulls.
25.
Oh, yeah, 22. Sorry, yeah. My bad, 22.
Double machine.
But Zach Collins could chip in with 20 points. He had a nice little game.
I would argue Zach Collins is a better fit for what Billy Donovan's trying to do compared to Vooch. Not because Vooch isn't better than Zach Collins, but because Zach Collins runs up and down the floor at full speed. Vooch, a better three-point shooter, but again, Zach Collins can get up and down the floor.
I think... what we saw last night was more of a presence in the lane, contradictory to what the Bulls are trying to do from three, obviously. But when Zach Collins became, he's got good spacing in the lane. Like, there's good anticipation there for a second chance point or two. Like, I appreciate how he's positioning himself, if that makes sense. Do I want to see more movement underneath the buckets? Yes, I do.
I just want to see losses.
Yeah.
I just want to see. I don't care about Zach Collins. I don't really care about any of these guys. We'll figure what do you say? The 18-month plan to put the core together. That's when we'll really care again is when we know what the core looks like.
Well, I know. Just tell us what you're doing. Tell us, then we'll be like, okay, we'll listen and figure it out and go from there.
I have some good news for those of you who are focused on Bulls losses. I mean, they're 2.5 games, I should say, back of what would be the sixth worst record in the NBA, the Brooklyn Nets. Mm-hmm. So you've got Brooklyn, you've got Philadelphia. And they're only 4 games back of Toronto, the aforementioned Raptors, who have now won 2 in a row.
Make no mistake.
At the wrong time.
Yeah,
of the season.
But they're doing, Raptors are doing a much
hard tank.
Better
no,
job.
No, I think the Bulls
right
are
now.
Going
like,
hard tank
even
too.
Even like in games,
the
they're pulling guys.
Yeah, the Raptors are going.
But they still won, Dave.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the Bulls are doing it at the GM level. The Raptors are apparently now at the coaching level.
It kind of seeps down.
Ideally.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And the Sixers, I think the Sixers will have a better record than the Bulls by the end of the season.
I will bet you.
A dollar bet.
Yes.
Okay, we got a lot of these on
Bulls,
the ledger.
You think the Bulls will out-tank the Sixers?
Yes.
Okay.
And
not Maxie. You know Maxie's out.
You're questioning Daryl Morey's tank ability?
You know Maxie's out, right?
Yes.
All right.
Listen, here. Can I explain why?
Explain why.
Because they have better players, one, even without Maxie. That's one. But also, they don't own their pick. It doesn't matter. That pick belongs to Oklahoma City Thunder. They're not trying to tank.
Every pick.
The Sixers aren't trying to tank.
All right. I
so
will take
$10. I will take.
Fine.
Thank you.
I'll make that bet just because I want to lose that bet. I have very little confidence.
But you're on me when I wanted to lose a bet concerning the White Sox. See how that works?
I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Okay. I'm just collecting all the dollars.
All I need is 46.
You're going to owe me a dollar, and you're going to owe me a dollar, and speak.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous.
but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's going to owe me a dollar.
Yeah, I made sure that nobody owed me a dollar with the results of the Duncan race.
Yeah, here it is. This was Layla Rahimi calling last night's Duncan race.
Hey, Bulls fans, let's meet the starters in tonight's Duncan race. In lane number one, it's Biggie Bagel. Lane number two, Cuppy Coffee. In lane number three, say hello to Dashing Donut. And in lane number four, a new racer has entered the field. It's Iced Cuppy. The length of tonight's race is 3 laps. Who do you like? And now the Duncan characters are at the starting gate. It's post time and they're all in line. And they're off! Biggie Bagel is out of the gate strong, and so is Dashing Donut. Biggie Bagel is out front, but here comes Cuppy Coffee. They're 1 and 2, Iced Cuppy in third, Dashing Donut fourth. Through lap number one, it's Cuppy Coffee and Iced Cuppy. Cuppy Coffee is in front, then Dashing Donut and Biggie Bagel, and they go through the second lap. And Biggie Bagel makes a move, but Cuppy Coffee and Dashing Donut respond. Then Iced Cuppy. Iced Cuppy moves ahead for the lead. Iced Cuppy and Biggie Bagel as we go into the final lap. Iced Cuppy, Biggie Bagel, Dashing Donut, and Cuppy Coffee. Dashing Donut, though, hustles out front. Dashing Donut has now taken the lead. And here they come down the stretch. Dashing Donut has won. It is Dashing Donut, the winner.
It did make me smile when inevitably during the huddle you see both teams have players who watch the Duncan race.
Wait a minute. So Ice Cuppy's new?
Ice Cuppy is new.
So who did he replace?
She didn't.
Oh, she...
Well, actually, the Duncan characters don't have genders. Ice Cuppy is just in the mix now. Instead of
donuts have gone
four races, they are
that's
four...
it. I'm done. Genderless donuts have no place anywhere in society.
They said they don't have genders.
So all donuts have to be either a man or a woman. If I don't see a penis sticking out of the donut, I am not going to enjoy it.
That's different.
Seems a little antithetical when you think about it. I would just like to say that, yeah, the Duncan characters don't have genders.
They are genderless.
And Ice Cuppy, they just went from 3 to 4 racers is what happened.
Huh. Wonder how there's they picked that fourth one. Ice Cuppy just kind of to chat.
As somebody who enjoys iced coffee, I was happy to see the addition.
My guess is...
I did not see Dashing Donut winning this race, though.
I think they're preparing for summer.
Yeah, no, but I mean, initially, I did not...
You had the script.
But if you had asked me, if you had asked me to guess, I would have not guessed that Dashing Donut would be
the winner. It's too on the nose to have a donut win the Duncan race, right?
Well, was it you, Dan, saying that Biggie Bagel couldn't possibly win yesterday?
I mean, he was right.
Was I saying that?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't me. So.
Dan blacked out yesterday in a comedic haze.
Yes, Dan, that's actually true.
Dan's use of comedy during... You can just kind of time it with the calendar, really.
Yeah, he's in that. He's in a dark place right now.
No,
yeah.
I'm not.
No, it's the dead really period.
Dark comedy's
so
real.
They call it the dead period, so Dan just goes into yaha moments. He's laughing out of guilt.
I'm laughing at Joe Tooney being good at going out to dinner. I just still think that's great. Somebody actually suggested we do a Friday Fung of such mundane individual skills.
I think that's a great one. And you know when we should do it, Dan? The day before we observe St. Patrick's Day as a city. I'm filling in next Friday. Seems like a day where you and I should do
it. I would do it. Like if you're
yes,
just,
that is
if
the
you
right
think,
promotional sound for you, that suggestion.
If you think you're awesome at something, like if there's an Olympic team, you would represent the United States in blank.
Napping.
You see, napping.
Snoring.
Worrying.
No, I'm not as good of a snorer as I used to be.
I'm great at worrying. I've always said that the U.S. all passive aggressiveness team.
That's you?
No, it's my mother and Steve Stone.
It's everyone's mom.
it's my mom and Steve Stone would be the co-captains of the U.S. all passive aggressive team.
So are the Bulls even on? Are they in podium position for the tanking Olympics? Like
no,
they're tank
not
Olympics?
Yet. They've got to prove it. At least we have some tangible evidence that they're starting to care more about.
No, but guys, I'm saying if they find a way to get to sixth worst, I think that gets them on the stand because. They made an effort.
Can I just say this, though? It is fun, though, to be at a Bulls game like that. And even though it is the Cavaliers, it is really nice to see all the things that they did just to promote women in the game. Like, it's their Women's Heritage Month game. But, like, you got to see pictures of, like, the women we work with on the PR staff, for example, represented, or women in the front office, or just people behind the scenes. And I do really appreciate that. Like, the reason I do this is because of the Women's History Month game, and it is something that I consider an honor.
Did they put a big Beth Esler picture up there for
they
everybody?
Did.
Good.
Yeah, Beth was one of the people pictured.
Good.
Love that.
Yes, she's
but that's,
awesome.
That's the point. Like, represent, you know, show who works for your team. And there was a little girl in front of me with a really fuzzy Bills hat, and she told me I did a nice job. So.
Nice.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you got to think about the people who are enjoying the game. And it was great until... Next thing you know, it was a 19-point deficit, and Tristan Thompson was in. No offense to Tristan Thompson. It's just an indication of the game.